Hey everybody, Park Hopper John here, and I wanted to let you know about this amazing offer from our friends over at Blue Apron. We love Blue Apron. It's a service that will not only save you time, it'll save you money. Now, what is Blue Apron? Well, it's a box that's delivered to your door that has a variety of chef-designed, step-by-step recipes with only the freshest seasonal ingredients that you can use to prepare delicious, unforgettable meals that you cook from scratch. Everything that you need to cook your meal is included in the box. Well, except for the pots and pans. If you go over to www.parkhoppers.com/blueapron, you can save $30 on your very first order. Guys, there's no reason not to do this. There's no commitment. You can skip a box and you can certainly cancel at any time. There's no reason not to give Blue Apron a try. So go there, www.parkhoppers.com/blueapron, and give them a shot today.
Park Hopper Sid. We're here at Jack Lindsay's Hangar Bar. Welcome to Tuesday Night Park Hoppers Live. And we are here on site at Disney Springs celebrating the Discover Bourbon experience that they are doing throughout Disney Springs. John's going to keep laughing because they had to change the name due to some legality issues.
A little trademark problem. Disney had a trademark issue. Go figure.
Hey, you know, they probably had one coming. They put out like 30 cease and desists of their own. So, tonight, here at Jock Lindsay's, we are trying the coffee old fashioned, and also to pair with it is the snake bite sliders with a tomato bacon jam. Take a look at that.
Yeah.
All right.
I can't wait to sink my teeth into that.
So all right, well then let's talk quickly. So why don't you...
All right, so we want to let you guys know about the meetup that's happening on May 26th. That's going to be from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. We're going to be at the Baseline Tap House. That's at Hollywood Studios. We're going to be meeting from 7 to 9, hanging out, enjoying the sights, the sounds, the tastes, the beverages. We're going to hang out there until around 9 o'clock, and then we're going to go over and find a place to camp out to watch the movie spectacular and then the Star Wars fireworks show.
Galactic Spectacular.
Spectacular. So we're going to check that out. If you wanted to, you can go over to the events page on Facebook.com/WWParkHoppers and click on it. Let us know you're coming. It's not a ticketed event, but you do need a park ticket to get in. So it's not something that you can just kind of meander into. Next month, we're going to be over at the French Quarter having some beignets.
Yes.
I believe that's next month. So that'll be...
But
no tickets
June.
Required. Yeah,
that's
so that'll
June.
Be in June. So.
So May is Hollywood Studios over at the Baseline Tap House. So,
right.
All right. I'm gonna ask you. Can you Yeah. Thank you. He shakes the table and it makes the whole thing jiggle. So I'm trying to pull his hands off.
Yep.
So all right. First bit of news for the day. Disney World is now offering one day one park tickets with pre-made Fast Pass reservations attached. What?
Crazy, right?
I know. So,
is it gonna bother you guys if I chow down on this?
As long as you're done by the time the text turns blue, you're all good.
Good go. All right.
So, the ticket is broken down into several packages, and the Fast Pass Plus selections have been pre-made. So, we don't know how they're choosing times. We don't know. I get one next. Okay. We don't know if it's. You know, if like you buy three tickets together, if you can link them so you all have the same Fast Pass times, we don't know yet. We'll let you know when we find out. But what we can tell you, this is great for people who are buying last minute tickets. You don't have to worry about, you know, finding the reservations. They've already been made for you. There are four different options at Magic Kingdom. There's one called Fantasyland Classics. So that gives you Fast Passes to It's a Small World, Dumbo, and the Mad Tea Party. There's also the Pint Size Adventures for those of you with kids. The Barnstormer, the Magic Carpet Rides of Aladdin, and Pirates of the Caribbean. So, and I say kids, but I would ride all of those. So, but there's two more there. And then Epcot has two of their own. Hollywood Studios has two of theirs. And Animal Kingdom has two there also. And my favorite that I'm seeing on here right now is actually at Animal Kingdom. And it's called Wild Performances. And so you get a Festival of the Lion King, a Finding Nemo, and a Tough to be a Bug. That is like a perfect rainy day for me.
That'd be the one my mom would want to go watch.
Absolutely. So, the tickets have reservations for tomorrow, meaning that the Fast Pass Plus selections that are pre-made are only valid on the next day.
Right.
So,
you buy the tickets on a Monday, you have to use them on Tuesday.
Exactly. Regular FastPass Plus selection limitations will be in place for these tickets, requiring to use the three selections that are listed before additional ones can be made.
Right.
But the one good thing that I thought was interesting, the pricing for these tickets are actually going to be the same as the regular one-day tickets that do not include the pre-made FastPass reservations.
Right. It's weird, right?
So it's a pick and choose. I mean, right. It might be good if you're trying to experience as much as possible, but if you look at this and you think, oh, I really only like one of those. Okay, Sensational Stage Shows over at Hollywood Studios. That's one of the options. Beauty and the Beast. Fantastic. We would go see that. It's adorable.
It's very cute.
Voyage of the Little Mermaid. Absolutely.
Right.
John, the Frozen sing-along.
If Jim's working it, that would be phenomenal.
But that is the only way he would go. So.
Maybe not.
All right. So definitely check it out. If you guys experience that, if you've bought these tickets, let us know. This will be starting very soon.
And I gotta let you know, the slider is wunderbar. It's very, very good. That pickle actually makes the sandwich.
Those are house-made pickles.
Yeah,
so
they're
amazing. Fresh made in-house. I'm gonna grab a little plate here. So.
Yeah, next up out. So that's right. Really good. So, the news hit the wire last week, and a lot of people freaked out because this was very unexpected. But Walt Disney World has canceled permanently the Night of Joy. So if you've ever been to Disney and come to a Night of Joy concert, no longer is that happening. Walt Disney World announced that it would no longer host the annual Night of Joy, which is a Christian music festival that Disney World has held for over 35 years. That is a true legacy that no longer is happening. Pretty good, right? Yeah, pretty good, right?
I'm trying not to be distracting, sorry.
A spokeswoman for Disney claimed that Thursday night that last year was our last year when the event began in 1983. It took place at Magic Kingdom for 2 years, Hollywood Studios. And it was where the event was held for the past 2 years was at ESPN's World of Sports Complex.
Mm-hmm.
You might remember the event's second night in 2017 that was canceled because of this little thing that Floridians like to call Hurricane Irma.
Or as we like to call it, the inspiration to redecorate.
Correct. Festivals attracted such big-name Christian music genre artists, including Stephen Curtis Chapman, Amy Grant, Charles R. Clay, Newsboys, Casting Crowns, Chris Tomlin, Kirk Franklin, Michael W. Smith, CeCe Winans, Stryper, and Debbie Boone. Also with Toby Mac and Mercy Me being among the performers at the final event last year. Reportedly eliminated Night of Joy as part of Walt Disney World's philosophy of, and I can't believe they said this, quote, continually changing our offerings, the Disney World spokesman said. If a visit to Orlando Studios is in the cards for you, they do hold a two-night event called Rock the Universe, which features Christian artists. That event takes place in September. Christian artists Mercy Me and Taryn Wells are set to perform at the Eat to the Beat series, which is part of the International Food and Wine Festival later on this year. So this is a huge shock. And I'm...
Yeah. People have been looking for the dates and they want the lineup.
They always do.
And this kind of was a last-minute change.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by Disney saying we're always trying to continually change the offerings.
They are.
Yeah, you know,
they closed Snow White.
Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party and Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. That's been that way for a while. So, whatever. What do I know? So, what do you guys think about that? Leave us a comment and let us know what you guys think. And before we move on, one of the things that I did want to encourage you to do, there's three things that I would ask for you to do. One, four. Four things that I would ask. One.
Five. Should we say five?
Four.
Let's go with four.
We're going to ask you to like this video, share this video, and then we would ask you to go to www.parkhoppers.com/Amazon. If you're doing any Amazon shopping, please click our link first. It'll take you straight to Amazon, but what that'll do is that'll let Amazon know that you came from our site and then anything you purchase will get a little bit of a kickback. It won't cost you anything more.
It's like a 10-cent kickback, but we can take every 10 cents we get.
It does help keep us live and keep us on the air and allow us to do things like come hang out and show you cool cocktails and food here at Jock Lindsey's. And then the last thing I would do is go to wdwparkhoppers.com/shop. It's hand-curated items that we've chosen to promote to let you guys know about some really cool things out there. And if you want to purchase that, it doesn't cost you anything more because it's Amazon links, basically. But it does help us keep our show up and running.
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right. So I can't believe that I'm the one that has to tell this, but for anyone out there that may be looking for some last-minute Mother's Day ideas. Okay. So Mother's Day is going to be here in just a few days. It's Tuesday, Mother's Day is Sunday. If you have not already made plans, if you have not already bought a gift, now is your time to start planning. So, a couple of ideas. There are still open reservations for brunch, for lunch, for dinner at different restaurants, either inside the parks or in the resorts. Definitely go on to the Walt Disney World page or go on to the app and look for some spots that you know your mother would love to enjoy being. And, you know, the best part, no dishes. Somebody else serves, somebody else cooks, somebody else cleans. How fantastic is that? So, if you happen to be in the Disney Springs area, there are lots of offerings there. You could pick up a champagne and dessert over at the Emirates Patisserie. And so, I just had to look for that. So, they have been offering this millennial pink champagne with a little dessert on top of it, and they have 100 other desserts to choose from. Go. The cocktail is made with Fairy Tale Celebration Cuvée. Cuvée is a type of champagne, and it comes with its own little accessory, which is the pair of Mickey Mouse ears that are actually edible chocolate.
Wow.
That is available only at Emirates Patisserie, and what a classy way to toast your mom on this Mother's Day. Also, there is so much shopping to be done here at Disney Springs. Pandora, Alex and Ani, you know, there's the different shops that offer the purses, the dresses, the accessories, whatever your mom would like. I'm sure there's something here at Disney Springs for mom.
Absolutely.
And another idea that we had was give a call over to the Grand Floridian and see if they have any openings for their high tea. If not even this weekend, you buy her tickets for another weekend and you present them to her this time.
Sure,
so
absolutely.
Definitely do not forget your moms this Mother's Day. They are the only reason that you are alive today to watch this video.
That's true. And you can also, one thing you can also remember is a lot of the
work. We are good. Thank you, Frank.
A lot of the resorts have
healthcare.
That's right. A lot of the resorts, the luxury resorts have spas. So,
yes.
Grand Floridian, Animal Kingdom, so you can go check that out. Get your mom a massage. You know, rub that stress away.
You know, maybe take her to get a haircut or her hair. Every gray hair is your fault.
That's right.
You know it's the truth.
Unless you've been living under a rock for the last couple weeks, there's this little movie out called Avengers Infinity War.
Is that what we tried to see last week?
Yeah. It's done pretty okay. I think Marvel's got something there. I think they've done a good job.
I think they might be onto something.
I think Marvel might, they be making some money over there. You know, I think things are going to go well over there. Avengers Infinity War has the highest domestic and global opening of all time. If I can use my old...
financially.
Right.
See, I always argue these because they say, oh, well, this is the highest grossing, da da da. Well, of course, because ticket prices are twice as much as they were 5-10 years ago. So, I want to see ticket sales.
I've always heard that they adjust for inflation.
There's no way.
So, anyway.
There's no way.
Marvel Studios' Avengers Infinity War enters the record books with a global opening of $640.4 million, making it the highest global opening weekend of all time. The film also shattered domestic records, amassing $257.7 million over 3 days in the United States and Canada for the biggest ever opening weekend. Infinity War followed a $106.3 million domestic Friday, which is number two of all time, by breaking records on both Saturday and Sunday. The film's $82.1 million Saturday and $69.2 million Sunday represent the highest ever grosses for those days of the week. Now, Marvel holds an astounding 6 of the top 10 opening weekends ever, and the Walt Disney Company holds, hang on to your seats,
9
of the 10.
What is the one?
Avatar. And Avatar's getting ready to come into the Disney fold. So technically, Disney will own all of it.
I thought it was Jurassic World.
Mm-mm, it's Avatar.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure it was Avatar.
All right, I'm going to have to look this up now.
It could be wrong. It could be... it might be Jurassic World. You might be right, actually. It could be Jurassic World.
See, this is a well-trained man. Yeah. He doesn't think I'm right at all.
So here's the thing about all this. We're talking numbers and stuff. With 640.4 million opening, Marvel Studios' 19 releases have now amassed a $15.48 billion to date box office. And here's the crazy thing. Avengers Infinity War has not opened in China. Avengers Infinity War has not opened in Russia. It's going to break the world. It's amazing. Or they might have opened in Russia opened on May 3rd. China opens on May 11th, which is in 3 days. So the money is going to keep rolling in. So
yes.
Yeah. So congratulations, guys. Good job.
Oh,
who
okay.
knew?
So I just looked this up. Yes, this is what I do. I just looked this up. Avatar is actually a Disney movie.
Okay.
So, Avatar is on the list, but Jurassic World is the one non-Disney movie.
Yeah, well, try it. Yeah, you're not reading it right, because Titanic's on the list, too.
All right, well, then I'll go back and look that up again.
Opening weekends.
All right, fine.
All right, you're up.
I'm up. Okay, so... last thing we have as far as our news today, and again, I feel like I get this one because I lose things all the time. In our house, I will be on my phone talking to him and going, I can't leave work until I find my phone. And he just pauses and takes a breath and then reminds me to look in my hand. And inevitably, I do this. Yeah.
Got it.
All right. Updates coming to Walt Disney World's Lost and Found process. Walt Disney World is now rolling out a new way for guests to report and track lost items this May. Starts on May 21st. The website for Walt Disney World's Lost and Found, which we will put the link in for you.
It's long.
It's pretty much disneyworld.disney.go.com/guest-services/lost-and-found. Yes. Will be available in reporting, tracking, and eventually receiving lost items. After an item is lost, you'll be able to report it on the website and then continue your day in the park.
Right.
As cast members look for the item, you will receive periodic updates. That's nice. That's always good. Well, this will keep you in the loop until you're eventually reunited with your lost item.
Reunited because it feels so good.
All right. Cast in the parks are being trained on the new technology and process now for the rollout in a few weeks. And including being encouraged to turn in lost items quicker than in previous times. So one thing we knew that we've actually watched this happen. We'll find something, we take it to the nearest cast member. Well, they're not going to be up near Lost and Found for a couple hours. So they just kind of tuck it away or whatever. And then it makes it up to Lost and Found.
Right.
Because they think that the people are not going to go report it because they're not going to interrupt their day.
Right.
I am just waiting for this to be a part of the app.
Right.
So I'm sure that is next in place.
Right. So, they find an item, they'll probably put some type of a QR code or a RFID tag on it and log it in with an app, and then they can do whatever they want to with it. You can track where it is in the park. And if you really want to find it, I'm sure they can either let you track it down or they'll have somebody that track it down for you. And that's fascinating. I think it's a great idea if it works. Never guarantee of it working, so you never know. So, this is pretty cool. What do you think? Think it's going to... that's cool?
You know, I think if it's going to keep you from having your mom or your dad or your friend or whatever keep running back up to guest services to see if it's found yet, which now they call you,
right.
But you still have to go there to file the initial report.
Right.
So now the fact that, you know, you can be all the way over in Fantasyland, pull out your phone, go onto the website, and put your information in, you don't have to leave. You don't have to leave your party. You don't have to leave the fun. You don't have to leave the line you're in when all of a sudden you realize you've lost something. And
right.
I think that's a great option.
That is a great option. I'm digging it.
Absolutely.
Well, guys, as we kind of wind down here, we want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen and be a part of the show. Sorry about the technical glitch on the front end, but we got it all straightened out. Things seem to be swimming right along right now. We want to encourage you to come over to wdwparkhoppers.com/newsletter. Sign up for our newsletter. We send it out a couple times a week. keep you up to date on all the latest and greatest Disney news and rumors, plus stuff going on with the Park Hoppers and Disney Parks podcast, which I'm also a part of. Other than that, my friends, thanks.
Wow, that was a total rumor. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. It's been wonderful to spend our Tuesday night with you once again.
As always.
And do you have anything else, honey?
Nope. We want to make sure you come visit us at Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, at WDW Park Hoppers, and visit us at our website, wwparkhoppers.com, for parks, one world.
And everything in between.
See you guys next week. Thanks a lot.
Have a great night.